Dead Knobs and Doomsticks, written and narrated by Joe Pasquale.
Miles from Anywhere. I once hitchhiked to Lowestoft from Grays in Essex. It took me 16 hours. I could have walked it in that time, but when I got there, it was shut. I ended up moving there and staying for 12 years. I often drive past hitchhikers and understand why hardly anybody picked me up that day. I don't think I looked scary. I don't think anyone was worried that I was a character from a horror film and was going to murder them and throw their body out the car on the A12 near Ipswich. I just looked a bit gormless. Who wants to spend 3 hours with a village idiot? I sometimes wonder how illegal immigrants sneak into people's cars in France and get into the UK without the driver knowing. I sometimes have flies that do that. I'll open up the car and the fly will get in. I shut the door. He doesn't ask where we're going. Imagine going to Cardiff with a stowaway fly. I'll get there and he says, "Where are we?" "Cardiff," I say. And he says, "Well, how am I going to get home? I told my wife I was going out for a walk. I've been gone for hours." So I say, "Well, I'll be finished about 6-ish. I'll meet you outside Nando's if you want to lift back. Don't be late, or you'll have to make your own way." I imagine that was how life on Earth started 1 billion years ago. Maybe aliens visited the planet with a stowaway bacteria on board. They opened the door and the microbial life form got out. The aliens realized there wasn't anything to be seen here, so they packed up shop and went home, leaving the microbes behind to start a chain reaction of life on Earth. I'll bet David Attenborough does a 10-part series on it, using the state-of-the-art graphics making the aliens look like Simon Cowell or Sinita. You never know. I might have hit on the truth there. So far, it's all been speculation anyway. But either way, this is how my mind works. So I'll try to apply this stream of consciousness that occurs in my synaptic nerves, put pen to paper, finger to keyboard, and give you an insight into what keeps me awake at night. So, sleep well. A celebration. All families have their secrets. I can't tell you ours. Well, not yet, anyway, or it wouldn't be a secret, would it? Every male member of our family managed to live to over 100 years old. I didn't know why until I was 9. It was August the 20th, 1971, bang in the middle of the summer holidays, and I was always having mine interrupted by a visit to Grandad Alice. I hated going to see my Grandad Alice. His real name was Alessandro, and he was from Naples. He never learned to speak English properly. He just bastardized it with the Italian language until it became something both native tongues could understand. His favourite profanity was biddy shit, but he would always place the letter A before it, so it then became Italianized into a biddy shit. I have no idea what biddy meant, but he said it a lot. There were two reasons I didn't like seeing him. One, his breath. It was a combination of cheap tobacco, garlic, and olive oil.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?